We're speaking with Dmitry Borisov, and he is a candidate for the District 3 Bonner County Commission, Republican. Yes, and Dmitry, I want to say thank you for taking time to talk with us. Let's start with an introduction for voters. Tell us a bit about your background, how long you've lived here, how you wound up here, some of your experience and qualifications.
Well, thank you for having me on. Once again, my name is Dmitry Borisov. I am a first-generation immigrant. I was born in Soviet Union and immigrated to the United States in 1999. The first place in America I came to was the Bonner County. I spent a couple of months here, but always, for some reason, had a dream to go to Seattle. And after 2 months, I moved there. Been there, lived there for about 2 years in Seattle area. And it was too much for me. And me and my wife at the time decided to move back to Bonner County. And we have been, and I've been here since 2001. Mm-hmm. In 2006, I made another life-changing decision. I became a United States citizen. And at the end of 2006, beginning of 2007, I decided to get more involved with my local community, and I started volunteering with Clark Fork Fire Department. I made it to the rank of lieutenant there. And in 2009, I also joined Clark Fork Valley Ambulance, where currently I'm serving as a chief for the past 6 years. And at that point, when I became a chief, it was my first introduction to the county commissioner's office. What I saw, because we were working on the, discussing budgets with other outlying agencies, and what I noticed and what everybody saw, that commissioners promise us a lot of things, but nothing gets delivered. So all the outlying small areas are usually left behind. It would appear that everything was simply concentrating around Sandpoint area. And about 2 years ago, I decided to get more involved, and I ran to become a precinct committeeman with the Republican Party for Clark Fork area. And I won that seat, and I've been in PC for the last 2 years, almost 2 years now. And this is when I got involved more with the county. I started attending county meetings consistently. I maybe missed maybe six meetings in the last 16 months. And what I saw was really disheartening and troublesome, because I saw that our commissioners would not work together, would not work on behalf of the residents, to the point, to the latest events where people got shut out and even arrested by a commissioner. But earlier, I started considering running for the office, and there was no changes, and no good candidates, in my opinion, came up that were having the same value like I did. That's why I decided I'm going to run, because we in the outland communities, we are tired of being betrayed by our elected leaders. Mm-hmm. And I would like to bring changes, positive changes to the county, and especially to the outland communities.
Hmm. Okay, is there any work experience or education qualifications you might like to mention that you think is relevant to the position?
To the position, well, I think the biggest qualification that I would have is I had to learn how to manage the volunteer agency on a very small budget, and how to work with volunteers and keep everybody involved. So that taught me it taught me to listen to people and to acknowledge their concerns and to provide the solutions. So I think that would be one of the biggest things, is that I can listen and I can work with people regardless of personalities. We can create an environment where we can all work together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You kind of touched on this already, but I'll ask the question again since I ask all the candidates. Sure. So why are you running? What are the specific reasons you're running?
Well, one of the biggest things, the way I see it, is the trust. The role of the elected officials is basically a trusteeship. And I believe, and many voters believe, that our trust has been betrayed by our elected officials. And if we restore that, then we'll be able to restore decorum and communication with the public and other officials, elected officials, and we can make a very good plan to move forward in the county, because we know that growth is coming. And currently, county has no plans how to address the coming growth or how to attract quality businesses. And if we restore trust and start implementing the will of the people, because this is a duty of county commissioners, is to hear and implement, hear the concerns and implement the will of the citizens of the county, I think we can have a very great county.
Okay. If you are elected, how much time will you be able to devote to your office?
Well, I would say as much as necessary. And I will give you an example. County commissioners meetings. It seems to be they run for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and then executive session at a certain time. It cuts off the and basically will cut off the business of the county. The business of the people is the business of the county. And if it takes for the business meeting to go 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, we have to do it because we are to represent the people. And it's hard to run, you know, whatever, $100 million budget in, 50 hours a year? This is unheard of. So we need to dedicate as much time as possible to make best possible decisions on behalf of the citizens.
Okay. Well, what do you consider the biggest issues in this race that you'd like voters to be considering?
Once again, I will, I will go back to trust. What I noticed is a lot of people are frustrated because they are seeing that their voices have not been heard and they're being shut out of the county business. And it's a pretty, I think it's a pretty broad issue there because first of all, I believe that we need to restore the trust and communication in between the commissioners themselves. Then also between the commissioners and other elected officials and the county employees, because currently we're in a situation where prosecutor had to create a special contact form for the commissioner's office. This is really unheard of. And the biggest thing is we need to restore trust between the commissioners and the residents of Bonner County. Once we do that, we'll be able to work together to address the concerns, because realistically, three commissioners, they don't exactly know what happens all the way in the county. They have very limited knowledge and information. But if we get public involved and hear them and respond to them, we should be able to get a better picture what the needs of the county are and how to address them.
So what is a specific technique or idea you have for restoring that trust?
Being transparent and accountable. This is, I would say, two biggest things. And to be transparent, that means to hear the public and be accountable. I mean, to be accountable is to hear the public. If they give you a praise or criticize you, it's all a productive conversation. And we need to learn how to appreciate it and learn from it. And being transparent is to tell the public and the residents public, how did we come up to this certain decision? I stood up on multiple occasions during county commissioners meetings and asked commissioners, please tell us your thought process. Let us know how would you arrive to such a conclusion. We might disagree at the end, but at least we'll have an understanding and we'll feel like we are part of the process. I think this will be the first and the biggest step to take.
Okay. Are there other issues you'd like to mention?
There is a lot of issues in the county. So I would say to concentrate on would be the land use, which need to address the growth and the development in the county, fiscal responsibility, and the exposure to the litigation.
So with growth and land use, those things are very related, of course. What are your ideas there? How would you like to see the county manage the growth? Because we're not just seeing the growth, we're experiencing it right now.
Well, the county needs a plan. There is no, I specifically asked the county, there is no midterm or long-term plans. And since I'm involved with the EMS portion of the county, I can see a little bit more than most people, and I see the county basically applying band-aids to different issues. Our county is growing. Our infrastructure cannot support the big growth. And to start that, I think we need to start the conversation and the process of addressing the growth through sub-area plans, because people through the county have spoken through 5 sub-area plans how they would like to see the county in the future and the direction that they would like to see county go. I think that will be a great start, starting point.
Okay. You also mentioned fiscal responsibility. How do you think the county's doing with managing its finances at this time?
I would say it looks challenging because things that have been proposed are very questionable, and we never really got good questions. For example, when county was trying to get involved into a public business and the public business of RV parks with the fairgrounds, I don't believe that county should be involved in the fairground in the RV business. And on top of it, before it was all, I'll use it as a good example, before everything was approved and set to go, county commissioners voted to approve the money and start spending money without knowing if the project will move forward or not. I would say this would be a great example.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the fairgrounds, because they have raised a good deal of conflict. The sheriff published a report last year indicating that as much as $247,000 of fairground funds were misappropriated from 2018 to 2022. The County Fair Board released a press release last fall claiming the commissioners and county clerk as well, Mike Rosedale, were to blame for that. And the commissioners have since voted to hire an outside audit. And then, of course, there was the proposed RV park that created some conflict as well between the commissioners and between the commissioners and the sheriff, since the sheriff wants to hold some property to be used for a justice center. What's your take on the fairgrounds? So you expand on that a little bit more.
Well, how about I'll address the sheriff portion first.
Okay.
So our county is growing and our jail is at the maximum. We know that with influx of people, crime will go up. This is just very an unfortunate situation. So we need to look forward and address the future needs of law enforcement. And this portion of the land that we talked that was in question has been set aside for the future expansion of the jail or building of a justice center, which I think is a very good thing, because we need to look forward. And as far as fairground finances go, well, this issue has been going on for just about 100 years, because it was pretty unclear who was responsible for what. Luckily, the commissioners finally were able to, they got together with the prosecutor and the clerk and figured out what they need to do and how they need to do it. Unfortunately, there was no really decision made, to the best of my knowledge, to have a forensic audit and go as far back as possible to find what went wrong. Currently, fairgrounds and the county being audited for year 2023 so they can receive the federal funds. But I think the county needs to go further back with the fairgrounds, maybe 5-10 years, I don't know. But we need to go exactly back as far as need to find out what went wrong and how it went wrong and if the money missing, how much money were missing. And it will require a separate audit.
Okay, well, I'd say the fairgrounds are one of the reasons that relations between the commissioners have been fairly rocky. Many of the weekly commissioner meetings have been devolving into arguments, not among themselves only, but with the residents that come as well. In fact, it led, as you mentioned earlier, at one point to a couple of the local residents being trespassed from county property. So I guess my question for you, coming at it from outside the county right now, not yet in that position, what do you think is causing such deep divisions, and what steps would you take to make the climate of those commissioner meetings more civil and productive?
I think the biggest thing is communication. As a commissioners, we have a duty to our citizens and to other elected officials to get in deliberation and discuss issues. As you know, we have 3 commissioners with 3 different districts, and the issues that people raise in District 3 might be totally different from the issues that people raise in District 1 or 2. So each commissioner should represent their district and lobby on behalf of the people of the district. But they all should work together towards common goal, which means improving the lives of residents of Bonner County. It should not be any kind of authoritarian decisions made. Commissioners need to deliberate. Even if they disagree, at least there's going to be discussion and deliberation in public. Will be able to see for themselves, yes, the commissioners made the best possible effort to come up with the best possible solution. I think this will be a great starting point. And also, once I said earlier, we need to be transparent with the public. I think a lot of frustrations that we see during the commissioners' meetings is because people feel like they're being left out from the business of the county. Their voices are not being heard. For example, I introduced actually a couple of resolutions last year. The first one I introduced has to do with the RV park, and I will summarize it briefly. It said, let's put it to the voters and decide if it's a good idea for the county to go in a private business of RV parks or not. Mm-hmm. And the second resolution I introduced in the fall, asking commissioners so the commissioners would make a stand and saying, if there is any mandates that pass by the federal government or the state when it comes to our health, to mandatory vaccines and masks, the commission will say no. People have autonomy and we are not going to follow those mandates, but nothing has been done. So, and sure, there is some people who, you know, that talk about their personal issues and how they feel about commissioners,
during that public comment period.
Yes, yeah. During public comment. But the most people would like to discuss issues, because maybe if I bring an issue to a county commissioner, this issue is important to me. It may be important to my community. It might not be important to a commissioner, but those are the issues that are important to me, and I would like them to be heard and addressed. Mm-hmm. And I also believe public has the right to comment on agendized item during a business meeting, not only during a public comment, because if money are being spent, let's say on a new equipment, and commissioners don't ask questions, I would like to know why are we buying equipment instead of leasing it. You know, I would like to have answers. And if we be being transparent and respectful towards public and other fellow commissioners, I think we can have a very, very productive business meetings.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that kind of goes to another thing that's a much larger trend, that politics have gotten more polarizing, not just for the county commission race, but across the board for state and federal offices. Do you see ways to find common ground among your constituents, given that they do hold different ideas about how to do things? And then the second part of that question would be, how would you represent constituents that have different ideas and viewpoints than you have?
Well, I think the first thing is we need to see what our goals are. And if our goal is to improve the lives of the residents of Bonner County, it's a great starting point. We need to see how we see different issues, I guess. What about the land use? Do we want to have RV parks, in the rural zones or not? You know, I think people have spoken through sub-area plans, you know, in direction to like to see the county going. We need to get everybody involved. As I mentioned in the previous discussions, let's say, you know, we know there's about 35,000 registered voters in Bonner County from both parties. So let's say at the minimum, each person has 10 years of life experience. This is 350,000 years of experience that commissioners could tap in and bring to the decision-making process at the county. As long as we are willing to listen, regardless of your party affiliation, if we are willing to listen and talk in concert on common goals, we will find the best possible solutions. Because I believe land use practices, it doesn't matter what party affiliation you are. It's something that affects us on a daily basis. It has nothing to do who we think the best president is. So if we find a common ground and concentrate on the common issues, we will be able to make it work. And it all starts with listening. We have to listen to our citizens.
Okay, Dmitry Borsov, we are almost out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to mention? in the last minute here we have, yeah.
Well, what I would like to say is that I got involved because I felt that we are being betrayed, that our interests are not being heard. I've been involved, I am involved, and I'm planning to continue on being involved. And for more information for the voters, let them know, so please visit Dmitry47B.org for more information, or you can follow me on X under Dmitry Borsov if you have more questions. I answer emails as well, mm-hmm. but it does take me a couple of days to return to you folks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so people can check you out at Dmitry47B.org online. Well, Dmitry, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, sir, for having me.